I was a grad student, and as a grad student, oftentimes I was an internist for one of the professors. And the professors would design experiments, and these experiments would need somebody to do the grunt work, and I was the one who did the grunt work. That was when I worked cement work. I worked cement work in between my graduate degree and my undergraduate degree. And the guys who did the actual cement work were the artists. They knew how to do this stuff. I did the grunt work. I shoveled the gravel. I carried the steel forms. So in psychology, I just kind of did the same thing, the grunt work. Now, the interesting thing about psychologists is that for all their talk of transparency, they're tricky. Very, very twicky. Much of the time, their experiments are not what they tell their subjects. That's psychology talk for people. What they mean, what their intent is. I saw a fascinating study just recently. Here's what they did. They told people, they set them up for interviews. Now, the people knew these were staged interviews in the sense that the interviewer did not know that they were staged interviewers. The interviewee knew that they were, and they said, "We're going to put a scar on your face, a rather pronounced scar, and put it on with some kind of makeup. You can do this. We want to study to see if facial disfigurement is a significant factor in being rejected in an interview." Okay, sounds straightforward enough. Before each person went in, they said, "Oh, wait, we just got to do a little touch up here on the scar. Just please sit here." Now, there was no mirrors, okay? So the people didn't see what was going on. "We do a little touch up." In the touch up, they removed the scar. Now, people didn't know the scar was gone. They went into the interview. Afterwards, they interviewed each of the people. Post-interview, the psychologist conducted an interview and said, "Did you sense that there was bias because of what appeared on your face?" Now, keep in mind, the interviewees didn't know there was nothing on their face. They thought they were going in with a scar on their face. Many of them said, yes, I sensed it right away quick, that they seemed to be preoccupied with my face or my looks. And they even made some comments that I think were kind of backhanded comments that were sort of subtly alluding to my disfigurement. One person even said they came out and directly commented on it. Now, what was the reality? There was no disfigurement on their faces. The study was designed to see what a preconceived notion would do to somebody's remark, how to interpret somebody's remark. This has massive implications for our society. Someone, for example, who is hypersensitive to what they might see as bigotry, or hypersensitive to some kind of intolerance, or hypersensitive or hypervigilant to any kind of offense, is much, much more likely to hear it or experience it when it's not there. The scar was not there. But the people going into that interview thought, "I'm going to see if in fact this affects the way this person deals with me. If in fact this person is focused on my supposed disability, much broader implications for interacting with people. Because we tend to hear what we think we're going to hear. If I think someone is by nature a biased person towards certain religions, certain skin colors, and they make comments that, in fact, wouldn't be judged bias by an independent poll of 100 assessors, I am more likely to hear that remark as biased because I expect them to talk that way. Those people going into that interview expected the interviewer to have a hard time not noticing their facial scar, when in fact, there was nothing to notice.